It's Friday, October 9th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials are trying to keep traditional Buddhists from converting to Christianity. Authorities in Yunnan province warned residents of Buddhist villages that if they convert, they will be fined and even have their land confiscated. Ron Boyd McMillan, an Open Doors spokesman, said Chinese officials fear Christianity could triple in size to 300 million believers in 10 years.
Why is Xi Jinping so scared of the church? Perhaps the best argument I've heard is that he's frightened of the numbers. If you have 100 million people in the country who don't really owe their ultimate allegiance to the Communist Party but to Christ, that's a threat.
Isaiah 9 verse 7 says about Christ, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." French President Emmanuel Macron announced last week that he intends to outlaw homeschooling in the country for virtually all children starting next year. Macron said he is fighting, quote-unquote, radical Islamists who want to replace the laws of the country with Sharia law through private education. However, the homeschooling ban would affect many others. Not only that, none of the terrorist attacks in France can be traced to independent schools. The U.S. Department of Justice is backing Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., in their lawsuit against the coronavirus restrictions of Democratic Mayor Muriel Bowser. The city has banned outdoor worship services of over 100 people, and the church has 850 members. On Wednesday, Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church in California called on churches to open, to exercise their right and duty to meet.
This is a watershed moment in America. We have been granted by God the freedom to meet as a church, and that is protected by the Constitution. We need to be the church, not only because we're free to be the church, but because we're commanded to be the church by the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church. This is a time of all times to meet as the church. Open your church. The church is essential.
Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25 says, "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another." Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris faced off on Wednesday for the only 2020 vice-presidential debate at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. USA Today's Susan Page moderated the debate, which covered issues like the coronavirus pandemic, the Supreme Court, racism, and the economy. Pence contrasted the two sides on the issue of abortion.
"I couldn't be more proud to serve as vice president to a president who stands without apology for the sanctity of human life. I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. And this is another one of those cases where there's such a dramatic contrast. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris support taxpayer funding of abortion all the way up to the moment of birth. Late-term abortion. They want to increase funding to Planned Parenthood of America. Now, for our part, I would never presume how Judge Amy Coney Barrett would rule on the Supreme Court of the United States, but we'll continue to stand strong for the right to life."
Last week, New Home, Texas joined 14 other cities in the state to become a sanctuary city for the unborn. It passed an ordinance to outlaw abortion in the city. And on Monday, Davie County, North Carolina became the second county in the state to become a safe county for preborn children. The move is part of the Personhood Alliance's Safe Cities and Counties initiative across the nation to end abortion. The World Bank announced this week that the economic fallout from coronavirus lockdowns could increase extreme poverty to over 9% of the world's population by the end of the year. It would be the first time the extreme poverty percentage rose in about 2 decades. And finally, President Donald Trump is trying to get an experimental therapy from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals widely available after receiving the drug during his recent bout with coronavirus. In a newly released video, Trump said that he was thankful to God that he got the virus, since it brought the therapy to his attention.
"I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise. I caught it. I heard about this drug. I said, let me take it. It was my suggestion. I said, let me take it. And it was incredible the way it worked. Incredible."
1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 says, In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, October 9th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.